Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Sudbury ranked second, bed buggiest city in Canada. Sudbury is bed buggier this year than last compared to other Canadian cities, according to pest control company Orkin Canada. In their annual rankings of bed buggiest Canadian cities, Sudbury ranks number 2, a one-spot jump from last year's number 3. Toronto claimed the top spot for the 7th year in a row, while Vancouver dropped from last year's number 2 spot to number 6. As we've seen travel return to pre-pandemic levels, Canadians should be on guard for bed bugs, as these pests are extremely resilient and can hitchhike from place to place unnoticed and with ease, Orkin Canada entomologist Dr. Alice Sinia said in a media release issued by the company. Read the full story here. Arson triple homicide. Witness describes terror of being trapped in fatal fire. Trial began in earnest March 19 for a man facing 3 counts of first-degree murder in connection with a fatal fire that claimed the life of 3 people and seriously injured another. Jury selection in the case began Monday and wrapped up the morning of March 19, seating 14 people, 9 women and 3 men, with another man and woman as alternates, tasked with deciding the fate of Liam Stinson. Superior Court Justice R. Dan Cornell did not feel the need to add the additional jurors mentioned March 18. Stinson was re-arraigned Tuesday after the Crown withdrew 2 of 6 charges just before opening addresses began yesterday afternoon. Stinson is now facing 3 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 26-year-old Jasmine Marie Claire Summers, 33-year-old Jamie Lynn Laurie Lee Rose and Guy Armand Henri, 50, as well as 1 count of intentionally or recklessly causing damage by fire to dwelling house in which fire caused bodily harm. Dropped are the charges of party to the offense of attempted murder, and party to an offense of arson, disregard for human life. Read the full story here. Sudbury long-term care home named in COVID-19 lawsuit. At least one well-known long-term care home in Sudbury is named in the series of class-action lawsuits connected with the Pugliese versus Chartwell action that was launched in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, last week. St. Joseph's Health Centre of Sudbury is one of hundreds of long-term care homes named as a defendant by scores of plaintiffs in the cases. There are other companies named at the corporate level that have affiliated properties in the north, but St. Joseph's was the only one named for Sudbury. The numerous class action suits were filed on behalf of clients, family members and even visitors alleging that during the COVID-19 pandemic, various long-term care companies were ill-equipped and poorly prepared to look after the health of residents and their visitors, some being family members. Court documents stated the proposed class actions are all brought by the estates of persons who died of COVID-19 or by individuals who were infected with COVID-19 in long-term care. Lieutenant Colonel, homes in Ontario during the pandemic. Read the full story here. Sudbury man allegedly pulls knife in road rage incident. A Sudbury man was arrested and is facing charges following a road rage incident near Nairn Centre on March 15. Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police report that at around 9 p.m. that evening, officers were dispatched to a report of an assault with a weapon on Highway 17 in Nairn Hyman Township. The incident allegedly occurred in the parking lot of the truck stop in Nairn Centre. It was reported that 2 vehicles had been involved in a road rage incident and stopped at the same truck stop, police said. One driver brandished a knife and lunged at the other driver after being confronted. Police were able to locate the vehicle and arrest the driver. Read the full story here. Memory Lane. Let's head to the roller rink. As you are traveling north on Notre Dame, after crossing the train tracks that divide the flour mill from Cambrian Heights, you will find a collection of businesses on the western side of the road. Among them is a country, dedicated to the favorite pastime of many, sleep. Yes, sleep country is what I'm referring to. But, if we were to go back in time, we would find a vastly different country in this location. A roller country, which, for a time, allowed many to enjoy a much less sleepy pastime. For an activity shaped so much by mid-20th century pop culture and style, the story of roller skating, in fact, dates back all the way to the 18th century when the first roller skates were invented. These early skates were a far cry from the sleek and comfortable designs which evolved later. They featured wooden wheels and a metal frame, which often made them a challenge to control, presenting a unique set of challenges for those brave enough to try them out. Read the full story here. Shine Foundation buys puppy for Sudbury Youth. A Sudbury youth with severe hearing loss has a new puppy to play with thanks to the Shine Foundation of Canada. The Shine organization, dedicated to helping young people with physical disabilities between the ages of 11 and 21, recently came to the assistance of 12-year-old Connor, who was described as a quiet fellow, who keeps his feelings and interests to himself. It was last year that Connor suffered the loss of his family dog. It was described as a challenging time for the boy who was missing the companion he could confide in. Things changed last month. The Shine Foundation stepped up and acquired a new puppy for Connor, said a news release. Connor and his mom recently drove down to the kennel located just north of Kitchener to meet their new family member and celebrate Connor's dream come true alongside Shine Foundation staff and supporters. Read the full story here.